Skymaster tonight?
Scotty Skymaster? He's only the spaciest boy in school.
Judy, will you get off the visiphone? You're clogging up the airwaves.
Daddy, this is a very important call. Scotty just bought a brand new cosmic cruiser, and we're going to go star hopping tonight.
Supersonic!
I didn't want to do it, but it's got to be done.
Oh, no!
Over and out.
George, is that any way to treat your daughter?
It was either that or pull the visiphone out of the wall. Not another one. I'm sorry, buddy, but Judy can't come to the phone right now. Besides, you look too old and tired for my daughter anyway.
I'm Mr. Dymaxian, head of the Chamber of Cosmic Commerce. And I don't want to talk to your daughter. I want to talk to your wife.
Did I forget to pay my Zoomingdale's bill?
No, Mrs. Jetson, that's not why I'm calling you at all. The nominations for the Outstanding Woman of the Year have been narrowed down to two finalists. And I'm proud to announce that you, Jane Jetson, have been selected by our distinguished committee of judges as one of them.
Oh, my galaxies! I can't believe it!
Jane Jetson, Outstanding Woman of the Year? I can see Jetson's mealy-mouthed grin right now. Yuck!
Why? With me as the other finalist, the poor dear doesn't stand a chance.
I never leave anything to chance. If you do, it may come back and haunt you.
Where in the universe is Judy? I told her to be home before midnight.
That's right, George.
According to my calculations, there is a 99.9% probability factor that Miss Judy is A-OK.
That's right, George. She's just out having a good time.
A good time?
Of course. Don't you remember when you were a teenager out cruising with your sweetheart?
I remember all right. I'll vaporize that kid if he doesn't bring her back this minute. So, the princess returned.
Gee, has everybody been waiting up for little old me?
Wipe that grin off your face, young lady. You've got some heavy explaining to do.
No problem, Daddy. Scotty and I were at the solar submarine races on the rings of Saturn.
Oh?
But on the way back, the van ran out of fuel, and we had to find a trilithium crystal substation that was open in that part of the galaxy.
You expect me to believe that?
You expect us to believe that? Rory Rorge.
Judy, your mother and I were discussing it, and perhaps I have been an overprotective parent.
Way over.
So as I was saying to her, maybe Judy would enjoy a couple of weeks away from us.
Would she ever?
Maybe with another lovely girl close to her own age.
Any age?
Well, I've been looking through the family album and found just the girl you'd enjoy a visit with. Your cousin, Melissa.
Ooh, I'd rather work in the solarium salt mines on Jupiter than waste my time with that intergalactic wallflower.
Mr. Dymaxian told me Jane Jetson was nominated because she fits the judge's ideal of the perfect homemaker.
She's not that perfect. After all, she picked Jetson as a husband. If she wins, who can I look down on? The coward, he moved. There must be something they're hiding, and once their reputation is ruined, you'll be a shoo-in for the award.
Well, I'd certainly like to win, but we can't just go spying on them, can we?
Of course not. I'm an honorable man. Somebody else is going to do that.
Detective Linny Laser at your service. What's your pleasure today? Prying, spying, lying? Nothing's too sneaky for me.
Ooh, I love it. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Someday you're going to thank me for this.
I doubt it. Greetings, ancestors!
Who are you?
Uncle George! Aunt Jane! Don't you recognize me? I'm Melissa!
Melissa? From the family album?
Leaping laser blast. You sure look different.
Ooh, what are we waiting for, Melissa? Take me to your leader!
Just a microsecond. What's your hurry?
I don't want to waste any more time, Daddy. Melissa and I have a lot of catching up to do.
I've been thinking, Judy. Maybe you'd have a better time at home.
What gives, Dad? Are you having second thoughts?
Yeah, and third and fourth and fifth thoughts, too.
George, you can't go back on your word now.
After all, Daddy, it was your idea.
Well,
Oh, George, relax. It'll be fine.
Well, okay. But at least let me give you a lift to Melissa's.
No problem, Uncle G. I've got my bike parked right outside.
Bike?
See, George? Melissa is still a bit old-fashioned.
Rolling rockets. A supersonic jet booster scooter. Boy, is Judy lucky.
You call that lucky?
Look at it on the bright side, George. Judy's only going away for 2 weeks. How much trouble can she get into?
None if I can stop her.
No, you don't. You leave her alone. I want your promise.
Well...
promise.
Well, okay.
So, Judy, what do you think of the Crab Nebulas?
Oh, your friends certainly are unique.
Yeah, and we're different, too. Hey, how's my biggest booster buddy?
Simply stellar, Maxie!
That's your boyfriend?
So, Cousin Judy, you're kind of cute.
It runs in the family.
Well, Snooty Judy's got lots of spunky spunk.
Ooba-dooba, Judy's new friends sure look rough. But nothing's gonna stop me from looking after my little girl.
Shush! Detective work is definitely a dirty business.
Come on, Judy! Hop on for the ride of your life!
Maybe I'll watch.
Come on, Snooty Judy. It's time to boost this roost.
Totally atomic.
Let's
go! My little girl. I better not let her out of my sight.
Very, very interesting. Mr. Spacey will be anxious to hear about this.
Sorry, buddy, but I'm in a real hurry.
This job isn't only dirty, it's dangerous.
Make way for the Crabby Nebulas! Whee!
Lots of fun, eh, Judy?
Yeah, it's out of this world.
This is so sneaky, so dishonest, so brilliant.
Ooba-dooba! I gotta catch up to those speedy space agents.
Up, and away!
I could get an atomic award for this film.
Flip, flop, hit, hop! Do you think we'll ever see land again?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Mad Maxwell could boost up here forever.
Forever?
Loosen up, kid. Just go with the flow.
Wow!
I can hardly see a thing. Those swallows must be going to the planet Capistrano early this year.
Move out of the way, space hog, and watch where you're going.
I know where I'm going. Down. Anybody? I'm home.
George, what happened?
Nothing, nothing.
You look like you fell into an open mattress.
Let's just say I can lick my weight in swallows.
Well, you look terrible. I'd better call the pair of medics.
Really, Jane, I'm fine. I never felt better in my life. Oh, am I kidding?
Why did he pick a dimly lit street corner at midnight?
They all do. Don't worry, Petunia. You're safe with me. Where is he?
Right here.
Hey! Detective Laser, did you find out anything?
Yeah, there's a crazy man on my trail and he's out to get me.
We don't care about any crazy man. All we care about is Jane Jetson.
I'm not sure I want to hear anything against Jane Jetson, Cosmo.
Well, I spotted her daughter Judy with a wild gang of booster scooters. Who am I supposed to tell?
Oh, me, tell me. It's not that I enjoy slinging mud.
No, but I'm sure gonna love seeing Jetson sinking in it.
Zuma Booma! This looks like a great place for a little game of space chicken.
Can I sit this one out?
Oh, don't be such a cube, Judy. You'll love it.
Get ready, get set, blast off!
Here I go again.
This is what I call life in the fast lane.
This is what I call crazy.
The sooner I get more evidence, the sooner I can quit this caper.
Totally tackling! Jumping Jupiter!
Yow! Look at that booster go! Who is that guy?
I don't know, but whoever he is, he's a real space ace!
Boy, he sure is something!
Yeah, something I'd like to get rid of.
Rock and roll! Go, go, go!
This music really moves me.
Einstein, what are you doing?
Haven't you ever heard of break dancing? You look hungry, kid. Have some dinner.
You call this dinner?
Yuck.
I call this space junk.
What's the matter? Aren't you having a good time?
I've had better.
Well, stick with me and we'll go places. Just the two of us.
And Cousin Melissa, you plan on forgetting her?
I already have. So think about it, kid. I'll be back.
I've already made up my mind. The answer is no.
Oh.
Space Ace, am I glad you dropped in?
Huh? Who's Space Ace?
You are. That's what all the kids are calling you.
Oh?
Don't be so modest. You were great today. I've never seen anyone fly like you before.
Oh, it's nothing.
Say, why don't you take off your helmet and join the party?
No.
You're not into it either, huh? I know what you mean. I'd like to get out of here myself.
Oh? Well, then why don't you go back home?
Home? How could I go home even if I wanted to?
Easy. Just call your father.
My father? No way. I'd be humiliated if I gave up now.
Look who's here. Mr. Hotshot.
That is Space Ace to you.
No, that's all right. He can call me whatever he wants to.
Well, I'm calling you a party crasher. And I don't like party crashers. Get my drift?
nice meeting you, fellas. But I've got to run now. It's getting kind of late.
Wait! You can't leave now!
Hey! What's going on here? You trying to steal my girl?
I'm not your girl.
Listen, you Sunday astronaut. You want her? You're gonna have to fight for her. Hey, Maxie, why don't you battle it out with this Space Ace at the Demolition Destructo Derby tomorrow? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, you out of your mind?
I've won it for 4 years in a row. Only one guy can survive the race, and that guy is me.
I'm with you, Maxie. Go out, do it.
And this time after I win, Judy here will be my reward.
I don't want to be your anything.
You mean if I win, I get to take Judy?
Hey, that's fine with me, chump. Winner takes all.
I know you can do it, Space Ace.
Well, that makes one of us.
Jetson is late. Jetson is late.
Where is that lazy good-for-nothing? Doesn't he get enough sleep at work?
I'm sorry, Mr. Spacely, but I was up late last night dealing with a family problem.
The only problem with your family is that you're the head of it. Now get to work. You know, Jetson is acting nuttier than usual, and I don't think this is his lunch bucket either.
Oh, wouldn't it be delicious if he's a part of that reckless gang?
I know, but it's him, all right. George Jetson is Space Ace.
Oh, Jetson is a menace to society.
Who cares about that? The man's a menace to me. I know all about him firsthand.
Good work, Detective Laser. What's next on the agenda?
Well, unfortunately, I'm on my way to the Demolition Destructo Derby. George is one of the contestants.
Bring us a video of that, and we'll have all the evidence we need.
Sure thing, Mr. Spacely. Then I can take a nice long rest in the emergency ward.
How come you're having all the fun, Dad? Smashing all those cars?
Elroy, not a word about the Destructo Derby to your mother. I don't want her to worry.
Sure, Dad. I've been sworn to secrecy.
George, where are you going?
I'm going to see how Judy's doing. Maybe I'll run over to the other constellation and get her to come home early.
Do you really think it's necessary?
I do. Wish me luck. I'll need it.
Why did you say that?
Welcome to the Demolition Destructo Derby. Fasten your seatbelts.
So, you're gonna be Maxie's prize.
I don't want him. You can keep him.
I don't want him either.
You don't?
Oh, I've had it with this scene, Judy. The crabby nebulas are too warped out.
Why don't you just leave?
Are you kidding? No one gets away from Mad Maxie. Everyone's always watching.
Well, I'm not worried. Space Ace will win the race, and I'll get out of here, and you can come with me.
Space Ace is a loser, Judy. Einstein and Pinhead are both in the race, and they'll crunch him.
You mean they'll all be in the race?
That's right. Every one of them.
Too bad for Space Ace, but it might be good for us.
Some of the greatest names in destruction driving are here tonight, folks. And wrecking us for the very first time is the mystery man of the derby, Space Ace, in his incredible chiseling chassis chopper.
Let's roar!
Quiet, Astro. We're sworn to secrecy.
They're off!
What are you watching, Elroy?
Just an old rerun of Starfight, Mom.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
Judy, I'm so glad your father brought you home safely.
What are you talking about, Mom?
Well, your father said he was going to check up on you. And if you didn't see him, then where is he?
I'll show you. Shh. That's him.
Space Ace? That's Daddy?
Whoa! Take that, you dumb plastic goon.
What a way to make a living.
I hope someday Judy will appreciate what I'm doing for her. And I hope I'm around to appreciate her appreciation.
George, what in the world are you doing in a destruction derby?
I'm getting bashed and smashed. What does it look like I'm doing? Anyway, you're not supposed to know about it.
Well, I do. George, Judy's not there. She's here at home.
Home?
Having fun, Space Ace?
No, I'm getting out of here. I'll talk to you later, dear. Hey, what are you doing? I'm not in the race anymore.
Oh, yes, you are! To the finish!
I gotta get out of here, or I'll be flat as a plutonium pancake.
And here comes the winner, Space Ace!
George, are you all right?
Well, I think I'm still in one piece. If I can only get this helmet off.
Let me help you, Daddy. You sure went to an awful lot of trouble for me.
Well, I'm sorry I spied on you, Judy.
I'm glad you cared enough to, Dad.
You were terrific, Dad. Wait till I tell all the kids at school.
Elroy, my days as Space Ace are over as of right now.
Doesn't this guy ever quit?
Incredible.
It's unbelievable.
It's staggering.
It's all my fault. I've ruined your chances for the award.
Oh, George, I never thought I would win anyway. I'm just glad I have my whole family back together again.
Well, have you seen enough?
Yes, we certainly have.
Bill, second place isn't too bad, dear.
Don't take it too hard, Jetson. But that's the way the satellite bounces.
Thanks a lot for cheering me up, Mr. Spacely.
After due deliberation, we've come to an enthusiastic and unanimous decision. The outstanding woman of the year is none other than Jane Jetson.
Hooray!
That's the kind of spirit we're looking for. Anyone who can keep a family like that together deserves the award.
Gee, honey, I almost feel sorry for Mrs. Spacely.
I think Mr. Spacely is the one to feel sorry for.
You! You and your miserable conniving!
And me. Whatever he gets tonight, I'll get tomorrow.